USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Ladies and gentlemen, in America, we don't fear competition.
That's U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, who delivered keynote remarks at the Reagan National Defense Forum Summit in Washington on Saturday. Austin going on to say of China,
"We'll meet the challenges of the 21st century, but we will face them with fortitude and not fear. Democracy has always been our roadmap to success and security, and I wouldn't trade it for anyone else's." Thank you very much.
Meanwhile, it's going to be Zooming with Biden and Putin on Tuesday, as the Kremlin has confirmed what the White House said earlier. The two leaders, Biden and Vladimir Putin, will be having a video call discussion on Tuesday, largely discussing that Russian troop buildup along its border with Ukraine. And this is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press-and-pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
In a Detroit suburb, police say they are still looking to charge the person they say helped hide the parents of the suspected Michigan school shooter. The Oakland County Sheriff saying the department believes the parents were helped in getting into a building where they were ultimately arrested. The Sheriff's Department saying prosecutors may charge the individual who allegedly assisted them with aiding and abetting or obstruction of justice. Meanwhile, it is believed to be the first time in America that the parents of an accused school shooter are brought up on charges as well. Former Washington, D.C. police chief, now CNN legal analyst Charles Ramsey comments,
"Did they reasonably have any knowledge that, you know, this is a potential school shooting scenario? I mean, they knew he had a gun. They saw the pictures that were depicted of what looked like it could have been some kind of mass shooting incident, and they didn't bring it to the attention of authorities."
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
CNN showing Chris Cuomo the door, announcing on Saturday that Cuomo's been, quote, terminated effective immediately, as Cuomo was suspended a few days ago after some new information came to light about just how much he was involved in helping his brother, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, against sexual harassment allegations. In a statement, CNN says the decision to cut Cuomo loose came after they did hire a law firm to conduct an independent review of the new information, and that despite the firing, they will continue to investigate as is appropriate. There are no spring chickens, but those Rolling Stones had the biggest tour of 2021. That's according to Billboard, which has released its year-end box office chart and says the Rolling Stones' No Filter Tour was the year's biggest moneymaker, raked in over $72 million. Green Day's tour came in second, making over $67 million on the road, while Harry Styles came in third, grossing over $64 million. As for the Stones, it's unclear if they're going to tour again. Bass player Daryl Jones posted Wednesday he's looking forward to the next tour. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.